morning, Brian. I'm doing fine on this Friday morning here in Annapolis.
I know the governor's planning to unveil his proposals on gun control in the state later today, but can you give us any specifics of what the administration will be pushing for in the next 80 days or so?
I mean, sure. Look, the governor and I have convened our top officials. We've been in conversations with the presiding officers and community leaders, and we're going to propose a sort of a three-prong package in response to not just what we saw in Newtown, Connecticut, but quite frankly, the violence that occurs, weekly, if not daily, in Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
So the package is threefold. One, it includes gun safety measures, some school safety measures, and some measures to strengthen our mental health system in Maryland. Probably the provisions that will, undoubtedly draw the most attention is what we're proposing in the area of gun safety. And some of that is, are items that have widespread support throughout the country, throughout Maryland. Democrats and Republicans agree that, number one, we should limit the size of magazines that are allowed in weapons. And right now, the limit is 20. We're proposing to bring it down to 10. There's absolutely no reason why, look, I spent time in the military 28 years, and there's a reason why you have large capacity magazines. And those reasons, I don't believe, should be found here in Maryland.
Well, let me ask you a broader question, because you hear this from a lot of people who don't want any more laws when it comes to guns. And they point to Chicago, which has the toughest gun laws in the nation. And it's also the murder capital of the country, with more than 500 people murdered there last year. Why do you think that is, if Chicago has the toughest gun laws and they have the highest number of murders?
Well, look, in Maryland, we've been able to actually reduce murders. I mean, we've seen record lows in Prince George's County. They've nearly cut in half the number of homicides.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore City, not last year, the year before, showed steady reductions, a little bit of a stumble in 2012. But overall, in Maryland, we've been reducing homicides, reducing crime. It's not just gun control. It's effective law enforcement. It's the use of technology and data to track and monitor and really counter criminal conduct. So there are a lot of things that go into it. I'm not a student of Chicago politics or law enforcement, but I can speak to why we're making progress in Maryland. But a piece of it going forward ought to be gun safety. Everyone agrees, for example, that we need to have stronger licensing requirements for handguns. In Maryland, while we don't have the gun show loophole, we still can strengthen our handgun purchases. So what we're proposing is that every handgun purchase requires a license by the person buying it.
Does that include fingerprints? Which
that'll be mandatory fingerprinting. It will be mandatory safety training requirements. There'll be age restrictions. Now, it's not going to apply to hunting rifles and shotguns.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about handguns. A part of our proposal is also to ban assault weapons in Maryland. We know that in Newtown, Connecticut, the shooter had a Bushmaster. That's an M4 rifle. I mean, I shot the M4, and I work with soldiers. I led soldiers, and there's a reason why you put an M4 in the hands of a soldier in combat. But there's no reason why an M4 should be found in a home, or certainly not on the street, wreaking havoc in Maryland or any state in this country. So we're going to renew our efforts to ban assault weapons as well.